At the NAMA Fall Conference, I'm visiting with Brian Billick. And Brian, first of all, tell us what you're doing these days.
Well, I'm doing games for Fox on the weekends. I love getting out and seeing, being a part of the weekend games, the NFL, the excitement on Sunday. And then I do shows for both the NFL Network and for Fox during the week, all things NFL.
So what do you think about talking to a group of agricultural marketing folks?
Well, you know what? I think we got a lot of fans here. And it sounds like we got a real cross-section, and they seem knowledgeable, so it'll be a fun morning.
So just a takeaway message you'd like to have these folks come away with from your remarks today.
Well, you know, it'd be presumptuous even for me to come in and believe I could tell them anything about their business. So what I love to do is come in and talk a little about the NFL, talk about my business. And it is very much a business, and you can connect the dots. And at the end of the day, you know, a coach is a teacher, is a leader. And connecting those dots, just like any businessman, the interconnectivity that you have to have with your workforce, with your clients, has to be, particularly in today's age of the absolute explosion of interaction, of social media, it demands that you interact with your workforce and your clientele on a daily basis, and that you've got to do it with passion, and you've got to do it in a way that personalizes whatever your business is with them.
I think we're seeing just an interesting comment here. If you look at like USA Today sports section, left-hand side, you'll see some of the latest tweets from different players, something you wouldn't imagine seeing before we had this whole social media.
No, and that I got out of coaching just as that was beginning to explode, so it's not something I really had to deal with, but it's exactly what I'm talking about in the explosion of social media. This is the way we interact, and our players are going to interact that way. And so you have to help mentor them through that to understand you certainly have that right, and that's what our world is about right now, but you have some responsibilities with that as well to your team, to the NFL, to your community in what it is you're trying to get done.
Thank you very much, Brian. Looking forward to listening to you here this morning at this NAMA Fall Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.